Gorgeous Girl. Written by Mary Kay Pershall. Narrated by Jennifer Valetic. Came on a sunny afternoon in spring. Every parent dreads the call, a somber voice informing you that something unspeakable has happened to the precious being you've used your every trick to protect since they were just a clump of multiplying cells. But when your child has told you countless times that she wants to die, and on several occasions has very nearly made that happen, I think you dread it more. I was already on my mobile, chatting to a friend out in our unruly backyard. 30 years before, when John and I jauntily referred to ourselves as young homebuyers on the march, we were thrilled to find this big block with its many trees and a house full of light in a little suburb called Oak Park in the northern suburbs of Melbourne. The friend I was listening to was deeply upset about a row she'd had with another friend of ours, and she needed to vent. So I stood out there beside my veggie garden, occasionally voicing a courtesy, while gazing with frustration at the yellowing snow pea vine and the gangly tomato plants. Despite having grown up on an Iowa farm, I hadn't inherited the knack of coaxing salad from the soil. Herbs were a more satisfying story. The chocolate mint was shining with health, sending out exuberant tendrils from its corner of the bed. That's when the two little beeps came, plonked in the middle of one of my friend's sentences. I reminded myself not to panic. Over the last few months, I'd been practicing the discipline of not reacting instantly to Anna's dramas. I told myself the beeps might have nothing to do with her. I mean, I did have other friends who called me. It could well be the one on the other end of the row I was hearing about. So I waited till the conversation came to a natural end, then I checked my missed calls. Voicemail. I pressed the green light, the one in the shape of an old-fashioned telephone receiver. Easy. No warning that a tiny light would slice my life in two, dividing it neatly between before and after. It was a man's deep voice, a police officer. This was about Anna. The officer stated his name. I don't recall what it was, even though I'm usually good with details like that. I've kept a diary since I was 14, so I have a pretty comprehensive record of my post-childhood life. There is no entry for that day. On the night of the 22nd of November, 2015, I couldn't bear to write what I'd learned had happened. Across the space allocated for those 24 hours, two words are scrawled. Black Sunday.